A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We got Colin
scared
McHugh
the hell out of me.
Coming in, joining us.
Who's coming up here?
Out of nowhere,
that's
Colin
not a you
McHugh
problem,
makes
by
an
way.
Appearance.
That is a me problem.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
He's a little jumpy, Colin. Thanks for coming in. Throw that headset on. And,
it's the Italian in me with my back to a door.
No, you
it's
got
in my blood.
You got to see who's coming. How you doing?
Nervous.
You want to turn on? Hold on, your microphone's not on, John. You want to put his mic on real quick?
It took till Friday,
there we go.
Here we go.
Again, the beauty of live radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Yeah.
I have to ask you something. How many years do you actually have in? If I look at your baseball reference, what will it say your service time is?
I think about 8.5 seasons. But I've been, I was doing the math. I think this is, got drafted in 08. I think my first big league camp was 2012. So I think this is 12 or 13 big league seasons big league camps for me.
But service time was something I talked a little bit about with Travis Darno and others and why there's a celebration and what it really means to guys to get to 10 years.
Right.
The thing, though, when you have 8.5 years in and your locker, I'm not giving anything away, but your locker is pretty close to Soroka's.
Yep.
Is there ever a moment when you're doing a crossword puzzle and you look over at this guy's size and you go, oh, my God.
They're built a little differently these days. You know, that's... Some of these, the young kids we have, it's just like, it doesn't matter if you have a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You look around and sometimes I'm like, how did I pinch myself? I'm like, how do I stick around? I'm like this little, I get mistaken for an analyst more than a pitcher. So, I think I'm
you kind of look like Jared a little bit, who works for the Atlanta Braves now that you think, you know.
This is what I'm saying.
That kind of is true, isn't it?
You guys know Jeff Passan, one of my favorite stories with him. He and I are buddies now, but when we first met, it was a postseason celebration. We had just clenched and went up to him. He had just written The Arm, and I had just read it. And I was like, oh, this is a great book. Went up, introduced myself. Hey, I'm Colin. Yeah, I read your book. This is great. We talked for a couple minutes, and then he turned to one of his guys after I left, and he was like, who the hell is that? And he thought I was one of the stats kids. Yeah. So
these PR guys, they love my book. No, actually, I'm Colin McHugh. I pitched
today.
So the idea of it is a game where they come in all shapes and sizes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the beauty of the game in a lot of ways, too,
uh-huh.
Is it not?
Yeah, I was a locker mate next to Altuve for a bunch of years, and he is as small as they come. And, I've been next to Charlie, who's almost 40 and still is in better shape than just about anybody on the team. So that's the beauty of baseball. I love it.
Colin McHugh, Braves reliever, is here with us. So with your size, is it tough to climb the ladder? Is it tough to get noticed and be established because the size and the bonuses and everything else? I mean, it's political in baseball, everything else, too, but political in baseball, I would imagine.
A little bit. I think the best thing is, I tell guys this all the time, if you're good and you perform and you succeed, it doesn't matter what you look like. And from the amateur level, if you're good, doesn't matter if you're in a farm field in Iowa or, Edmonton, Canada, wherever Mike's from, or, Dominican Republic or Venezuela, and if you're good, they're going to find you.
We do know there is something with draft picks. What you have invested in a guy might mean that you get the extra shot or the extra two. They're going to work with you a little bit more. That's reality. Jesse Chavez, 42nd round.
Exactly.
42nd round. And as we established during Braves Fan Fest, he's not even, with all due respect to him, the best 42nd round pick in baseball history.
Was that a Mike Piazza? Who
Keith
was
Hernandez is
Keith
42.
Hernandez.
Mike is in the 60s.
Yeah, that was back when they were drafting for 17 straight days.
Well, and do you know the story on Piazza? Supposedly,
no.
The Dodgers and Lasorda, he was friends with Mike's father. He did him a favor at 60-plus and just said, hey, you know what? At least the kid's name will be read someplace in sporting news.
I love that. An Italian handshake. Yeah, let's get this kid a job. Sure enough.
Because at some point, 2 years from now, he's going to be selling Chevys in Pennsylvania. That was probably
But he could tell
plan.
A great story how he went to camp with the Dodgers for a couple of years. Lo and behold, the rest, as they say, is history. Colin McHugh is here with us. Talk about the makeup of the bullpen this year and how you think it's going to differ differentiate a little bit from what we saw last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think over the last 3 or 4 years, we've seen some evolution year on year. We've lost some guys, moved forward, we brought some other guys in, and I think it's been pretty consistent in the execution part of it. And so, like I said, we've got some pieces coming back from last year that are going to be huge. You know, having AJ and the continuity there, Rysel getting a full year out of Iggy down there on the back end, bringing in guys like Joe Jimenez, who's got a great track record, Lucas, who's thrown great the last few years, in a really, really tough division in the East. I remember pitching in that division, and it's hard. It's tough. And so to go out and have the success he's had, to be able to come over and help us is huge.
We talked to some guys. They handed you your numbers, I'm assuming. How much time between each pitch?
Yeah.
What did yours read like?
I think that they based the clock on me, because I think I'm right on, like, within a second of both of them. And we've been practicing, kind of going through our normal delivery, seeing what that looks like, speeding it up a little bit, seeing if because you want to make sure that when the game starts, things start to speed up a little bit, and that's, as a pitcher, you always want to make sure that the game, that, you know, they say, don't let the game speed up on you.
What about disengagement, a word that we now,
we saw a situation,
it's worked its way into baseball.
Yeah, we saw a situation yesterday when Ian was throwing the live BP session. Anderson, he stepped off for a second, and Cranny told him, let's go, you gotta get back on there.
I remember it was a 3-2 count, I think, and he stepped off, there's nobody on, and the clock doesn't stop when you step off, and so he was like, I think I just walked the guy, without throwing a pitch, which is something we'll see a little bit of. It's not my favorite. I think it's probably a little unnecessary in a lot of ways, but it will probably pick up the pace of the game a little bit, and it's something that we just, as baseball players, we just got to get used to.
If you were going to guess at any point this season, as the clock is winding down, will you just say, I'm throwing a ball instead of throwing a pitch that I don't have conviction over?
I mean, I've done that before anyway, okay. Where you get in the middle of your delivery and you're like, that's not a, you got hands are over your head, you're lifting your leg, you're like, that's not the pitch. And you're like, just throw it in the zone somewhere where they're not going to hit it.
Okay.
It's probably going to happen. There's going to be a few things that we've never seen in baseball before this year. So, let's get your popcorn out.
Mistakes are going to be made. I mean, it's going to happen. You just have to work through it. That's all.
Correct. Yeah. And that's baseball. It's live. It's live radio. It's live baseball.
Well, ejections go up. Please tell me at least we'll get more ejections. Like good old fashioned.
I've got to believe that there's somebody out there. There's some veteran who's just going to. He's going to freak out in a moment, and we're going to get a good interaction between an umpire and a player.
An old fashioned Donnybrook.
Yeah.
Did I see kids running around today?
Yeah. Got a couple, my little boys there running around the stadium, taking a little tour.
I don't know how old the one that I saw was. What a head of hair on that kid!
I mean, they're not afraid to grow it out and fling it around their heads. They love it.
Yeah, we noticed that. We have a tendency, especially us two, more so than anybody else.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Now, what are the odds he holds on to it? What's the...
I think he's got a 50-50. If I'm going to do the genetic matrix or whatever it is, I think he's got a 50-50 chance. So we're pulling for a good coin flip.
Did you do that? And do you remember that one in high school?
Yeah.
High school biology? Mendel? Is it Mendel? Mendelsohn?
That's pretty good. I think you might be right on with that. It's funny. My first cousin was actually my biology teacher in high school, and so I had a little bit of a leg up when he's doing the cross section or whatever of what we're going to do. We both have the same maternal grandfather, so I'm looking at it like, we both got to, we're going to have to really put it.
Yeah, I was doing my maternal grandfather and all of his brothers, all of them bald. I had no shot.
No shot.
I remember seeing him balding early and not putting two and two together. And then when I went to high school, I was like, oh, damn.
At least you can lean into it a little bit if you know.
Michael Jordan.
Like, here we go.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. Greatest thing that ever happened to guys.
LeBron, how do you feel about LeBron? Just, the hair, it keeps going back and back and back.
It's like we tell Smoltz, take it off.
Just let it go.
Take it off.
Yeah. Once you start getting that island in the front, it's over. I mean, that's for me when it was time to give up the fight. It's done.
I like that we're having this little PSA for bald guys right now.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, baseball be damned.
It's all right.
Let's talk hair. Colin McHugh is here with us, a Braves reliever, for a couple of more seconds. We've talked to a bunch of guys. Darren O'Day was in studio with us, and we kind of compared the bullpen makeup to an offensive line. You're kind of like your own little entity within the team, and the chemistry chemistry really has to be there, does it not?
Without a doubt. It's a great analogy, and we always talk about it in terms of, like, after the game, when you're being interviewed, you know, you got your, we call them the QB1s. You got your starters who go out there, and, you know, they're out there for a long time. They got to answer all the questions at the end. As a reliever, you don't answer questions unless you blow it. You know, you're expected to do your job. You go out there, you do your job every day. And then when, you know, things don't go your way, then you got to answer some questions.
I know the catchers, they'll tell you, and I not far off, might be considered the smartest guys on a baseball team, but I kind of judge by who's witty with the T-shirts. And it's always usually bullpen guys who come up with team T-shirts over the course of a season.
We love to make a T-shirt. I don't know what it is about bullpen guys, but we love a slogan. We love an inside joke.
Suffer in Silence was one of my favorites. I don't even know who came up with that one, but Suffer in Silence was a good one to me. As in, nobody cares.
Exactly. You know, you do your job, you go out, you pitch every other day or so, and... You know, at the end of the year, you've got a set of statistics, and hopefully you got a world championship.
What's the difference now with your kid? I don't know how old your sons are.
Young, 7 and 4.
Okay, so what's the difference in off season with kids as they get a little bit older?
You know, a school. Once they get old enough to be in school, things get a little more complicated, so I couldn't be happier to be in Atlanta where I can get up in the morning and take them to school and then go to the park in the afternoons and do it all over again every day. So it's a huge, huge honor for me to be able to put on this jersey. I grew up rooting for the team, and I'm still a fan at heart, so I got to pinch myself every once in a while.
Well, Colin, we appreciate you coming by. I wish you nothing but the best this year, and hopefully you'll be a part of the fan family like you were last year once again this year.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Colin McHugh, Braves reliever,
we'll
here with us.
We'll try to be better if you're going to make your way onto this show once in a while. Yeah, sure. We'll try to be better.
And this, don't let this first impression
kill you. I'm going to catch you off guard every time.
It's 5 days in Florida. I was a little paranoid when you snuck in behind me. I apologize.
I was clutching his chest when Colin McHugh walked in.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.